Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Dean Show. We have an exciting episode for you today. Love. Yes. But is it the love of Hollywood or is it the love of Bollywood? What's this fantasy that you have in your mind? Then when you get married, it all explodes. It all goes in the wrong direction. We're here today to talk about so many different things. The simplicity of the nikah. When two people come together the right way to please their creator and they come together to fulfill half of their deen in marriage so it doesn't break. We're going to be talking about how to keep it together and how to get mature enough so you can engage in one of the most important commitments. That's right, marriage. To do it the right way, not the wrong way. So get your notebook to take some notes. We have the professor from Love Notes here with us, Sheikh Yasir Bijaz, to cover this very important topic here on the Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean, the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaykum, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So good to see you again here in the Dean Show
here,
studio.
Allah. Same here, alhamdulillah.
How have you been?
Great, alhamdulillah.
Family's good, everybody's good.
Alhamdulillah.
And you're still doing the people still taking notes at the Love Notes seminars?
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. It's one of the most successful classes, barakallah, that I've been teaching so far. Alhamdulillah.
So a lot of people are getting the benefit, and we want our viewers to benefit from your advice, your experiences, and the things that you're out there, because this seminar is something that you conduct at the El Maghrib, right? And this is some a weekend seminars?
It's actually one weekend seminar. It's a full weekend, we could say, workshop or... I call it personally life-changing experience. I don't call it class. I don't call it lecture. It's actually a life-changing experience because truly when people come in, they come with a lot of wrong assumptions, perception about marriage. But the moment they come and step into the class from the first session until the end, every time there is something new that they're learning, something that it changes their way of thinking about it. And I've heard that from many, many students who come to this class that when they leave, They just basically say, you know what, this class has really changed completely the way I see marriage and my views on marriage.
Now let's put things in perspective, because like most of the, we're obviously impacted by the culture around us.
True.
And really the culture around us is pushing off marriage.
Well,
you know,
absolutely.
It's more into dating, you know, hanging out, you know, just living this nonchalant lifestyle.
That's true.
So how do we get people more in tune with what we're actually talking about when people mm-hmm. are like, why all the responsibility? I want to have fun. I'm young. Why can't I just have a girlfriend, boyfriend? And marriage is something, you know, maybe if I get 50, 40. Maybe.
See, this is very ironic, because you would never think that the Muslim community, which is considered a very conservative community, that would get to this point, basically, when it comes to marriage. It's becoming right now an obsolete thing, almost. Not so many people are enthusiastic about marriage as it used to be in the past. And when I ask the young men and women today about their views on marriage and when do they see themselves married and so forth, many of them, they kind of shake their heads, are just like, they're delaying it. And they keep saying, when it happens, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, and so on and so. So when you ask them why exactly they delay their marriages, you hear all these assumptions about the meaning of marriage and the responsibilities they're expecting from the relationship. So they're freaking out. They're really getting the wrong assumption about marriage. It seems that the rate of divorce, as it goes high in the Muslim community, it sends the wrong signal to the people. So many of them, they're kind of shunning the idea of getting married, and they keep pushing it as far as they could, hoping that they will become ready for it, emotionally, mentally, whatever, financially, and so on. But in the process, as they do that, they also put so much pressure on themselves. Because again, culturally, people, they see a young lady, for example, or a young guy at an age that they expect to be married, and the question that comes, so why aren't you married yet? So there is so much active, so much pressure on them. Hence, when it comes to college, specifically in college, many students, they want to spend some time, again, maybe they're serious or genuine about getting married, or maybe just fantasizing until they finish school, so then they get married afterwards.
How important is it now in Islam to get married, to really be mature in a mature state of mind that you're really, because we know it's half of our deen. Mm-hmm, when we say it's half of our deen, why talk about the importance of really, you know, focusing on this important part of your deen.
As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ar-Rum, he mentioned the value of love and mercy, which is basically the basis of any relationship, any marriage. As a miracle, within the context of speaking about a lot of miracles from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah was speaking about the creation of man, the creation of the heavens and the earth, the creation of the rain, and the alteration of the day and night, and so on. And in the middle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And among his sign is this, that he has created for you from amongst yourselves, أزواجا, means spouses, partners here. And he says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so you would find peace and tranquility with them. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, and he placed between your hearts, مَوَدَّةً and رَحْمَةً, means love and mercy, or passion and compassion. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Definitely there are signs for those who reflect. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned the word signs twice over here. That is one of the greatest miracles of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the creation of man and woman so they can get together in matrimony, so they can have peace and tranquility with each other, or at least that's what they're supposed to strive for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make it easy for them, He placed love and mercy in their heart. So that's natural that Allah created us to incline towards, you know, getting married, towards finding a partner for ourselves in life. That's part of the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seeing this, the significance of that, he encouraged people. He said, "Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj." He's speaking to the young people, saying that whoever is capable of getting married, he says, let them do so. But of course, now this is when the context of your culture. Back then, getting married was very simple and easy. The demands that marriage entailed from people back then was not as many as they are today. So some people, they try to take, of course, the idealism of that time, perhaps when it comes to marriage, and try to project this today, and bypassing a lot of essential things that would make the relationship successful, especially the younger generation being hasty and rushing into things. They just want to get married. In any way, they just want to get married.
Do you think that most marriages, they collapse, they don't end up becoming fruitful, because the reference point usually, as I open the show, is Hollywood and Bollywood?
Actually, there are two points of references that we have. And that's the problem. Basically, when people want to put center, you have to put it between two poles. Sometimes we take it basically to extremes. So the pole of the center becomes a little bit off where it's supposed to happen. So some people, they want to make their marriage like a fairy tale, mm-hmm. Hollywood style, Bollywood style, whatever. And others, they want to make their marriage completely as if it's like, you know, from the time of the Prophet ﷺ, which is the sunnah that we need to follow. Of course, there's no doubt about it. But not taking the culture of that time in consideration. How easy it was, how simple things were, the demands for marriage were less, of course, than they are today. So either way, if they try to have an ideal relationship, an ideal form of marriage, it might fail in the contemporary context of our lives. And also, if they would like to take completely a fairy tale style, which only exists in movies, not even in realities, and it will also fail. So people, they just go to extremes. They don't take things in the right context.
We're going to take a break, Sheikh. Mm-hmm. And we come back, a lot more to ask you on this very important topic here on The Deen Show with Sheikh Yasir Ijaz. Don't go anywhere.
Please subscribe to The Deen Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Deen Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Deen Show, and hope you're taking notes, love notes. That's the class you teach. And if anyone, you're actually going to be teaching it in Chicago coming up
this weekend.
This weekend. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this gets out before then. If not, people can go and look you up, and it has all the whole schedule. Tell us now, look, Sheikh, we know that, how simple is this process, the Islamic marriage? What does it entail, and how simple it is?
Well, I mean, when it comes to marriage, it's supposed to be easy. Mm-hmm. SubhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla made it very simple and very easy. Even if people study the fiqh of getting married in terms of establishing the commitment, establishing the contract itself, the nikah itself, it's actually very simple.
How long does it take?
A few seconds, ijab and qabul. In terms of the actual contract, it's actually ijab and qabul. So there have to be the groom, the bride, her wali, her father in this case, for example, or someone who represents her, and two witnesses. And when they speak in front of an authority to establish the nikah, the first person says that I've given you my daughter basically in marriage. The other one says, I accept your daughter in marriage. And eventually we're done. This is that, as simple as that. Of course, there are certain technicalities in there, but as simple as that. However, to get to this point, people, they need to be ready for it. That's what takes actually a while, to prepare the people for this point. So in terms of starting the nikah itself, it's very simple. The preparation for it, it takes a while. That's where people, unfortunately, they complicate things. So what are the qualifications to get to this point of getting married? That's what makes things very difficult for many, many people. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, of the common things these days is that the financial burden to get to this point. So initiating the marriage is no longer as easy as it used to be in the past. It costs people, and I was surveying people at this, for example, in Chicago area, for instance, they say on average it's about $50,000, for example, just to initiate the marriage contract. Now, not every young man who barely came out of college, find a job, now he thinks he's ready for marriage, can afford, for example, $50,000. That means he's going to have to negotiate that with his parents and with his family. Not every family is able and capable of doing that. So finances speaking, it actually becomes a huge burden on them. Mm-hmm. Another thing, some of the ladies, basically, they wait for themselves to finish education. They want to finish education, but then education doesn't have limits. So they want to finish bachelor's degree, and then they go to master's degree, and they may maybe take another master's degree, and so on. And they're waiting basically for the right person to come so they can maybe make a commitment after that. These things are shifting our focus. The dynamics of marriage are shifting and changing because of the requirements people put on in order for this point to come, which is the actual contract itself.
Yeah. So a father sees his son. Son's about 8 years old. He starts putting mousse in his hair, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a good kid, and the father's asking his son, he's like real surprised, what's going on here, right? Mm-hmm. And he starts asking him questions. And they start talking about marriage. He asks him, so when would you like to get married, son? And the son thinks, and he's like about 14, 15. Mm-hmm. So the point here is, at what should these conversations start with mm-hmm. your children at a young age, mm-hmm. and living in the culture that we're in right now mm-hmm. with a lot of the pitfalls that you know young kids can fall into? Mm-hmm. Is it better that if the child now grows to be mature, at what age? Obviously, after we pass the legal age of marriage, but now let's say 18, 19, 20, early 20s. Mm-hmm. Is it encouraged now mm-hmm. that if the children really, you know, the instead of falling into the haram, that we make the halal easy and we start encouraging them, mm-hmm. you know, to get married? What do you think on this?
The key word that you mentioned yourself is maturity. So when it comes to age, there is, of course, a legal requirement as we live in the society over mm-hmm. here. So we have to abide by that.
Yes.
And also it's an ethical issue as well. However, historically speaking, in the life of mankind, whether it's a Muslim culture, even culture of other faiths as well, people that used to get married at a very young age. Now, what is exactly, why would they do that for? Today, this could be considered, you know, a crime, perhaps. But back then, it was the norm. Why is that? Because the level of maturity coincided at that time with the age of puberty. Because with the age of puberty, financial maturity also coincides with that as well, back then. So at age 14, 15, a young man at that moment would not be considered a minor. He would be considered a man who is already actually having a skill, earning money, is capable of maybe running a household and so forth. That was back then. Today, maybe we're still very young. At that age, it's considered very young. So what happened is that we pushed the age of puberty, I mean the age of maturity in general, to coincide with education. So for us, as long as the person is still in school, we don't see the person is still ready for marriage. So if he's 23 years old and still doing his bachelor's degree, it's very difficult for parents to accept giving their daughters in full relationship and full marriage when he's still in school. They might accept a compromise, and that is to have the nikah done, to have the marriage contract done. But the actual wedding and moving in together, they might postpone that until they're both are ready to move in together, which is for them, for the man to finish his school, you know, start earning his money, and then for the lady also to finish her school as well. That is now how people actually gauge in this. So when it comes to age, it really depends on the maturity. And maturity in two things over here. Understanding the responsibility of marriage. And number two is that the fact that they know that the age factor for them right now is legal as well. So once they have the maturity of marriage and the responsibilities of marriage are understood very well, and they display, of course, in their manners and their lifestyle that they understand that they'll be ready for marriage.
Is this alternative better now? Because you'll hear stories, okay, because when you enter the atmosphere now, the whole culture, you know, where people go to the universities for the experience.
Yes.
And now you get sucked into a lot of the, like I said, the pitfalls. But then you hear of, it's unfortunate, even Muslims will fall into, you know, zina and doing really bad things. That's the reality.
True.
But then someone will shine from the bunch, and you'll hear, let's say, a sister that she's, you know, she's married. Mm-hmm. She's still in university. Mm-hmm. But they haven't moved in together. They did what you just said, they did in the niqab, but she's preserving herself, her chastity, her morality. Is this something really to consider for parents who are out there? Because one more thing, Sheikh, many people can see this who've grown up here, but some people are naive who they don't know the culture. Some parents come from back home and they really don't know what's going on.
True. You see, when it comes to doing the nikah and delaying the wedding 2 years, maybe 1.5 years or a year or even more than that, until their kids are ready for marriage, it's a compromise that parents do in order to preserve the chastity of their children and help their kids as well, you know, do the right thing. You know, I admire the parents, I admire the young ones who take that step to preserve themselves and protect themselves from falling into the haram. But as much as I would love for them to proceed with that, I personally say that this would be actually a case-by-case scenario.
Case-by-case.
I cannot give this as a blanket, you know, answer for everybody, because not all young men and women are mature enough to understand the meaning of that. You see, most of these kids, what they want to really do, they want just to halalify a dating experience for themselves. Mm. They want someone they go to the movies with, someone to eat ice cream with, someone just to hang out with. That's what they want, unfortunately, in many, many cases. Because they see their friends who are non-Muslim, they do these things, and they don't see any problem with that. But for them, because they know that they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want to do the right thing, but at the same time, they don't want to wait any longer. So they try to do that. So by doing so, unfortunately, they're trying to earn the pleasure and the privilege the marriage is providing for them without acknowledging or assuming the responsibility that marriage demands from them. That's the problem. So 1-2 years being in a relationship, if they keep their word and commitment, of course, not to consummate their marriage until later, that is great. But the pressure is so high, so it is so great on them. So it is actually a good arrangement, again, if the circumstances are right and it's a case-by-case scenario. Mm-hmm. But the best way to do for these young men and women, honestly, is to speed up the process of finishing education. Being in school doesn't mean to delay your maturity. They need to study, finish their school, in the process, act on working on getting married, meaning they need to start acting like that. They need to start preparing themselves for that, psychologically, mentally, even financially if possible, in any way that is possible for them.
We're going to be right back with more here on The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.
Back here on The Dean Show with my good friend, Sheikh Yasser Bijaz. Thank you again for being with us.
Wafikum.
And, okay, why do you feel now, look, we know marriage obviously is half of our deen, like I mentioned earlier, and it's something that is helping to preserve your Islam. And we look back in history, and it seemed like the marriages were able to hold better together. But today, they seem like this deteriorating much quicker. Why is this?
SubhanAllah, I mean, I've been actually doing these workshops and these surveys with the young generation and talking to students in MSA camp, you know, MSA and campuses and so forth. So what I've seen is that there are certain trends that is happening in the Muslim community. Back in the days, when it comes to marriage, people, they understood the meaning of commitment. For them, commitment is the word for marriage. Today, our generation, the younger generation, growing up in a different culture. That culture has certain elements. Number one, it provides so much choice for them. Having choice, multiple choice, a lot more than what they expect even. So they think that the variety gives them choice. They deserve that choice, there's no doubt about it. But unfortunately, they don't make the right choice sometimes, in many cases. So since they have options, they keep delaying because there is no rush. That's number one. Number two, many of the younger generation today live in what I personally call the I generation. because everything is about iPhone, iPad, iTunes, and then comes the I know. So basically, it's the generation that thinks that it knows everything. And as a result, they when it comes to marriage, it's one of the things that unfortunately they don't even try to learn. They don't even try to take a course or even an education or training, actually. Therefore, they think that just like it happened and worked for their parents, it must work for us as well. And then, hence, of course, the problem that they have because they don't have the proper training for it. Another thing about this generation lacks one of the most, I personally believe, the essential qualities for a successful relationship, and that is patience. You see, the Prophet ﷺ says in Hadith Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه, وَمَا أُوتِيَ أَحَدٌ عَطَاءً أَنْفَعَ وَلَا أَوْسَعَ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not bestow anything on anybody that is more beneficial and is more valuable to a person than patience. This is the value that our young generation failing to acquire and have. Why? Because they live in the age of instant gratification.
Yeah.
You see, everything is instant for them. Back in the day, people, they had to stand in lines to get their things done. It used to take time to get things done and so forth. Today, everything is instant. You have smartphones in your pocket that you get everything done instantly. You don't stand in lines because you can do it online. Everything is done drive-through instead of taking time to go into the store and so on. So as a result, the generation got used to it. Everything is basically is easy. So if things are not done quickly, that provides instant gratification for them. They become irritated and they don't really hold on together. Another thing, because of the availability of things in this culture, we stop believing in fixing things. If your shirt rips, you don't fix it anymore. You just bring a new one because it's easier and cheaper. If your phone breaks, you just replace it with a new one because it's easier and cheaper. Hence, if your marriage breaks, you don't fix it because you can bring another one because it's easier perhaps or cheaper. That's the perception. So the generation, the values of marriage are shifting and changing. Back in those days, their culture, you know, set the standards for them. So husband and wife came to the relationship with the, you know, expectations that they know what to expect and what they're getting and what they're giving. In this generation, the expectation has been shattered and no roof has been placed over their heads. Left for them to negotiate that. And when they do, they might not do the right thing together.
Sheikh Hadith, last and final message sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was a brother to Jesus, Moses, Abraham. They all came with the same message, worship the Creator, not the creation. The guidance that brings the light when people are in a pit of darkness, it shows the light so people can see straight and they can see really what this life is about and really focusing not on the temporary, the temporal, but the permanent, Jannah. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, when he said that this Jannah, that's eternal, is going to be surrounded by the undesirable things, and the hellfire will be surrounded by, you know, the desirable things. So now, isn't at the end of the day, you have to decide what you want? Do you want to have the goal and ultimate prize, this temporal life, or do you want Jannah? And if marriage is half your deen, you're going to get mature and you're going to get serious with it.
Absolutely. You see, and if, since marriage is half of our deen, basically, because subhanAllah, half of your deen is spirituality and also living this life as well. However, some people, they're misunderstanding this hadith as well. They misunderstand the concept itself, thinking that if they're going into fitna, the best escape from this fitna is getting married. Thinking that marriage is just like a magic wand, you know, it just fixes all their spiritual failure and problems instantly. So they want to get married, and they make wrong choices. Why? Because they're rushing into it, and they just want to get married so they don't fall into the haram. They don't realize that if they have a spiritual problem, that's between them and Allah Azza wa Jal, and their marital status is absolutely irrelevant to it. If you have a problem with your salah, if you don't wake up for Fajr on time, if you can't fast Mondays and Thursdays, if you can't lower your gaze, if this and that and so on, marriage is not going to fix that instantly for you. It might help you. It might give you leverage. There's no doubt about it. However, it's not the thing that will fix your spiritual failure. If you have a problem with that, you have to do it the right way. This is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no doubt that people need to think, help each other, of course, you know, do the right thing as much as possible. And when it comes to marriage, you have to approach it the proper way as well, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But again, at the same time, I don't want people to make marriage as an escape from a reality that they're living in.
Yeah.
So if they feel that they have problems, spiritual problems, they need to work on these spiritual problems regardless of they were married or not. So that when the time comes for them to get married, inshallah ta'ala, hopefully they're cured and they're good.
So that goes, if we back it up, to the heart.
Of course.
If the heart's already corrupt and you jump into the marriage, it's not going to fix the heart.
Of course, it's not going to fix it. Marriage doesn't fix the heart for you.
Yeah.
It's you, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with your good actions and good intentions, will fix that. And also, that will work for you when you get married as well.
So if you have a good heart now, your focus is Jannah, your focus is the deen, and now someone comes to marry your daughter or vice versa, and you look for those good deen and the good akhlaq, then it should, the component should be there for a successful marriage.
Absolutely. And subhanAllah, if someone has these qualities, it will show in their deeds. It will show in their character. It will show in the community. People, they ask me, when do I know that I'm ready for marriage? I said, you won't. People will know. How is that? I said, if you act like someone who's ready for marriage, they will see that. But if you're always acting like you're a responsible person, regardless how much you convince yourself you're ready for it, people, they won't see that in you. So you need to act like someone who's already actually there. And that's when someone becomes more responsible. What people look for in a spouse, they need the good practice of the deen. They want the good akhlaq and manners. They want the responsibility, the maturity. You need to acquire these regardless of your marital status. Once you have it, you will shine among the crowd. People, they will go and will see, this is someone who's ready for marriage. And eventually, you will find someone there for you.
Sheikh, we're out of time. Can you leave us with something else that we could benefit from for the person who's out there struggling? You know, they have a good heart and they really want to get married, but now maybe the companionship, their friends pulling them away from marriage, maybe they're starting to have cold feet, right? And all these doubts creeping into their minds, maybe Hollywood, Bollywood, and all the other distractions. What advice do you have for them?
Well, see, subhanAllah, in this situation, there is no doubt, like we said earlier, it all goes back again to your heart. So, and this is something between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to life, it's all full of struggles. And every age group has its own struggles. The struggle of that age group, subhanAllah, is the fitna of trying to have this sound companionship. And if you need to bear basically as much as possible, you know, in this kind of fitna, and going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as part of your trials as much as possible. How would you do that? First of all, your heart. You all work on this. I know so many people, they work on their eyes, they work on their deeds, on their actions and so forth. But the last thing that takes attention from them is their heart. It's very important that you watch basically how your heart is reacting to these things. Meaning fill it with iman, fill it with contentment, and fill it with rida from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you need to do is do your part. Some people, they think that they have to become, mashallah, super religious in order to protect themselves for the fitna. No. Even those who are religious, they go into the fitna. So how do you do that? Always do your part, and then be content with the result that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah Al-Duha, وَلَسَوْفَ يَعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى, that Allah will give you until you're content, not until you're happy. Some of us, they do so many things expecting to be happy at the end of what they're doing. But it's not that what makes you really happy. If you're content with the result from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll become normal. You feel normal as a human being. But always targeting something idealistic will always feel that you're falling short all the time. So be reasonable. Do your best. Fill your heart, inshallah ta'ala, with iman, with faith, with belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. Do the right thing as much as you can, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever comes as a result, still a fitna, still a trial from Allah Azza wa Jal. You be patient with that. Come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. May Allah protect you and protect your families.
Thank you very much. El Maghrib, they can look you up where now?
Inshallah ta'ala, it's going to be actually in Western Itasca, Chicago, Illinois.
And from there, if they miss this one, they can go to...
They're going to go to El Maghrib, www.almaghrib.org, inshallah, and they can see, inshallah, the classes comes in on their screen.
Love notes. Thank you.
Salam.
We start with peace, we end with peace. Salaam alaikum, peace be with you.
Salaam wa barakatuh.
And thank you for tuning in to the Deen Show. And I hope you got to benefit. And one of the main things that we leave off here, and the Sheikh had mentioned it so many times, and we talked about it, was the heart. And that reminds me of the saying of the last and final message of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who said that there is a morsel of flesh in the body, and if it's sound, then the whole body is sound. And that's the heart. So when we focus on the heart, and we give it what it needs a connection with its maker, it needs to be charged. Just like that iPhone is charged, that heart needs to be charged. With what? With all of the things that the Creator has prescribed for it. And then when you start living this way of life, not part-time, but full-time, then the heart gets right. And then you start to not take Demi Moore or Patrick Swayze and the Ghosts and the Hollywood, and you start looking to them for what love is. No, you look to the best of examples sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the mothers of the believers, his wives, that's right. And that's how we're going to be successful. If you have any doubts, dial up direct to the one who created you and reach out to those qualified enough to give you that advice. And we'll see you next time. Subscribe if you haven't already to The Dean Show. And we'll see you next time, inshallah, God willing. Until then, peace be with you.
Please subscribe to The Dean Show. Follow us on our official Facebook and Twitter pages in the links below. Please also help support The Dean Show by making a donation in the link below.